Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate. Can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl.
You can see the show Facebook Live. We do the stream Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays because that's the live portion, not portion, the live days of the show. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays is Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, which you can now hear on Big Willie 105.5. Go to the Facebook page for Big Willie 105.5 and follow it. And then when you want to hear the encore presentations of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, you can go to the River Network, which is 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430 on Thursdays and Fridays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, and you will hear those encore presentations. So you get live Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays on all these radio stations, including the new one, Big Willie 105.5. And then Thursdays and Fridays on Big Willie, you'll go back to the music, but you can hear the encore presentations of the show on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. There will be a pop quiz at the end of the show today. And you can also download the River Network app and click Big Willie 105.5, and you can hear the show Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Again, River Network, that is the app. It is free. Download it, and you can hear me Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays live on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk radio stations. All right, so if you've just joined us, the message was very simple from one of my loyal listeners. This Don Jones guy, State Rep Don Jones, has no effing clue. He must be getting paid off or something. This area is way overtaxed compared to average income, and our services aren't great to begin with. Maybe if our region would retain some of the enormous profits from oil, gas production instead of sending the money to the three C's, Columbus, Cleveland, Cincinnati, we would have good services and low taxes. Can we let the public know this guy's not representing us very well? Yes, I can do that. I've got the audio here. Channel 9 did an infomercial for Don Jones this morning in their newscast. They don't even call it news. They call it content. Just fill up that news hole with something. So let's fill it up with our advertisers. PR. Nonsense. Utter PR. Don Jones. D&J. Man. All right. So here's the first news report regarding the Don Jones infomercial this morning on 9. Ohio legislator addresses property tax concerns amid budget talks. Now, the concerns are not that we want to have our taxes cut. It's that we don't want to have our taxes increase. We just got such a hit with the reassessments. Taxes going up on average, what, around 25%, sometimes maybe even more than that. A lot of people can't afford that. We're not talking about cutting taxes. We're saying stop with the increases. You're killing us. Now, there's a reason why I am stressing this. Listen to how Don switches the subject, saying, well, you know, you start cutting taxes, and next thing you know, you can't afford firefighters and this, that, and the other. And he is making the case that we should be essentially, try to wrap your mind around this, that we should essentially be happy that the taxes are going way, way, way up because it says something really good about our area. I swear to you, Don Jones actually said that, and the reporter did not laugh in his face. In fact, didn't even follow up saying,
Are you on drugs?
Oh, you don't believe me? Well, here, let me play it for you.
The deadline for Ohio's budget to be finalized is just over a month away, leading to discussion over what some hope is included. Thank you for joining us on News 9 at 6. I'm Bill Steinbach. News 9 to Jamie.
By the way, do you like the echo effect there on 9?
Broadcasting from the Grand Canyon, in Mingo Junction.
Healy joins us live from the News 9 Content Center with a discussion.
All right, I want to stress one thing here. I never pick on the reporters because they're children. 9-7 newspapers. I never pick on the reporters. This issue is not about the reporters. These are children who, this is their first job. You know, they're lucky to have this. I can't blame them. I'd feel grateful too if I were in their position. I really would. This is about the big picture stuff. This is about the corporations that own these dying old media platforms, the failed newspapers, a billionaire Bob Nutting, the dying TV stations, 7 and 9. 7 this morning was so bad that they weren't even on the air. And I took pictures and post them on Big Willie 105.5, the Facebook page. Make sure you start following that page. So this is not about the reporters. It's never about the reporters. I never even mentioned their names. It's not about the, I actually kind of feel sorry for them, if you want to know the truth. But this is about big picture stuff. But Don Jones is going to say, in essence, we should be grateful that our taxes have gone up so much because it says something really good about us.
And with a local representative to find out about issues that have been pressing state lawmakers about the bill. Jamie, good evening.
Thank you, Bill, and good evening. With the deadline drawing nearer for Ohio's legislature to pass a budget, I had the opportunity to talk with a local legislator about an issue that's come up in the discussion of the budget. Property taxes.
When the Ohio...
All right, now property taxes. And the issue with property taxes is they've gone up because of this damn reassessment. 25%, 30%. We're not talking about we want to cut our taxes so we don't get any services or whatever. No. We don't want them to keep increasing like this. Do something. Help us. That's the real issue here.
Passed their budget bill, many questions were raised about the contents of the bill, namely, why more wasn't being done to cut property taxes. According to Representative Don Jones, the reason why property taxes are climbing now is because people are beginning to see the value of available property in the eastern part of the state.
One of the things that people have to understand is we have been the best kept secret really in the state of Ohio. Not everybody realizes the value of where we live here in eastern and southeastern Ohio.
Jones says that if...
Do you understand that? He's essentially saying you don't even understand what's going on here. You might have missed that.
View of where we live here in eastern and southeastern Ohio.
Jones says that if property taxes are cut, it could spell...
back a little bit more.
The one of the things that people have to understand
you have to understand this. People, you have to understand this. This is Don Jones speaking. He's your state rep. People, you have to understand this. You don't realize how lucky you are.
We have been the best kept secret really in the state of Ohio. Not everybody realizes the value of where we live here in eastern and southeastern Ohio.
Jones says that if...
That would be you. You don't realize the value. He's essentially saying you're too damn stupid to understand this is a good thing, that your taxes are going up, and I, Don Jones, haven't done anything about it in, oh, I don't know, 6-7 years now, however long this guy's been around.
Property taxes are cut, it could spell trouble for services like first responders and local government.
No one is talking about cutting taxes. We're talking about the massive tax increases. Big difference here.
I'm all for cutting taxes, you know, and I've heard, you know, from several people that they want to get rid of the state income tax, which, hey, that would be great. But we also have...
We're not talking about the state income tax. We're talking about our real estate taxes here. Don't change the subject.
To look at, whenever we start to get rid of taxes, when we cut our source of revenue, we're going to cut our service.
Who's saying about getting rid of taxes?
Can you name one person here in the Upper Ohio Valley who said that? Of course not. He just changes the subject. He just makes up crap because he knows he can get away with it with nine because he's an advertiser. That's all this is.
Those are what comes back to the people that we represent.
With that being said, Jones acknowledges that something does need to be done.
Yeah, all right, this is beautiful. Yeah, something needs to be done. What could it be? Listen to what he has to say next, and then I've got a question for you.
Property tax is something that we do have to take a hard look at and figure out how can we make sure that, you know, we're not, you know, overtaxing anyone.
While property taxes make up over $22 billion of the state's annual income, Jones says that the way to reform the system is to consider alternative methods of saving.
I think we need to take a look and see what some other states do. I think, you know, for planning purposes, if we can say, hey, look, your taxes can't go up more than X amount of dollars over a five-year period, then people can do a little bit of planning, and, you know, and I think that would help to make sure that we continue to provide the services that are provided by taxes.
Ohio's budget?
Yeah, they'll go up, but just not as much. You know, we really need to do something. You've had 6 years. Hold on, I got people calling in here. Big Willie 105.5, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Hello.
Hi, Karen Fatula. I have an update for you.
Karen Kokin, News Director. Okay, excellent. Great. Yes, Karen.
Okay, I'm on the scene. It seems that everything is winding down. The building exterior does appear that it is still standing, and there are multiple units here on scene. I'll name some of the ones that I did see. ORNW, Spirit of 76, Bridgeport PD is here directing traffic. It looks like they just opened up part of 34th Street. They had that block, so traffic is going through. And, of course, Belair Fire is here, Salvation Army, and I just saw Beaumont County EMA roll up. So there is a little bit of smoke coming from the building, but it seems that things are winding down. No one was able to give me any comment on injuries or extent of damage. They are still working to get the scene contained.
All right, great. And the location, again, where in Bel Air exactly is this? What building is this?
This is Devendra's Auto Center and Tire Center on 34th Street.
Okay. Any word about any fatalities, casualties? Was anyone hurt?
I did pose that question. No one is available to give me any information at this time.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what I don't know, Karen. So is there anything else I should be asking you, the news director here at the Ohio Midland News Group, about this breaking story this morning?
We are trying to find out any injuries, extent of damage, if the building is able to be salvaged or if it is a loss. So those are the things that I'm trying to work on to find out at this time. Fire personnel were obviously busy doing their job, so they did not have time to comment. We've reached out to Belmont EMA and other officials in Belmont, but again, no word as of yet. Still early hours. The fire started around 3 a.m. this morning. It's now 8 a.m., so they're still doing their jobs, and they are not able to provide us with any information at this time.
All right. Can you have you noticed the buildings next to this Devendra's building? How are those buildings? Damage to the other buildings or just this one?
I was not able to determine that. There are trucks, you know, fire trucks blocking view. We did just have a couple pictures. I did send those over to you, Dimitri. And we will have this posted on rivernews.org. But the view from my vantage point is a little bit obstructed. And again, Devendra's Auto Center exterior building is still standing. And I have no other information on any adjacent buildings or the extent of the interior damage of Devendra's.
All right. And you sent them as a text? Is it a text?
Yes.
All right,
yes,
hold on. Let me pull it up.
Let
me pull it up right now here. Hold on a second. All right. So for our Facebook friends, this is what I've got. Right from Karen. And one more picture here. And this is 34th Street, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, fantastic. Great work, Karen. Please keep us informed. And by the way, how is this new phone system that we have here? You're actually the first person who has used it here in Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Is it user-friendly on your end when people call in?
Yeah, it seems to be working quite well. I can hear you clearly, and I think people just need maybe a little bit of time to pick up because you'll be on air, so they'll have to, you know, get their chance to voice their opinion and talk to you.
Indeed. Thank you. Keep up the great work. Call in with more updates. Karen Fatula, News Director here, 105.5.